Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, one of our favorite times of every week in the fall, State Farm Insurance Picks of the Week into Week 2. Our buddy Bob Jones is in after Terry Johnson started 2-6 last week, Bob. So you've got some ground to recover today. No problem, right?
No problem at all. We gave you a little bit of a head start.
That's exactly right. Feeling sorry for the rest of us, plebes. We certainly appreciate that. All right, Bob's a veteran. He knows the whole deal. We do everything with the spread here. Nothing as simple as just picking a winner. You got to pick the winner with points here on Sports Daily. First game as we get going today, Nebraska visiting Oklahoma, and Nebraska getting 22.5 points. Paul, is this the Nebraska and Oklahoma of old? Is this your grandfather's Nebraska and Oklahoma? You know, the one that we used to look forward to every single right around Thanksgiving. No, I don't think so, is it?
No,
I don't think it is at all.
Yeah, Bob Devaney retired and passed away. I mean, that's a problem. But that is a problem.
Well,
but,
yeah.
You know, where are we on this game? 22.5 points? Come on, Bruce.
Well, here's where I am right now.
Where are you?
Here's where I am right now, Oklahoma, and I do it without hesitation. Jacob.
This is so interesting to me because my gut says Oklahoma's going to steamroll them, but I almost feel like it's a trap for some reason. I'm not sure why. I'm going to take the points and still feel like Oklahoma, you know, they win by 3 touchdowns. 22, that's a big number. I'll take Nebraska reluctantly for no good reason other than my gut feels weird about the line.
Well, it's an awful lot of points, no question. Savage.
Well, I mean, if this is a trap game, Jacob, you just stuck your foot in it, the whole thing. So I can tell you right now,
yeah.
OU rolls on this thing, don't they? They roll big. I'm taking OU even bigger than the 22.5.
What about you, Bob?
Well, Benway gave me all kinds of consultation on this, so I'm taking Oklahoma.
Uh-oh.
All right, uh-oh. Oklahoma it is. Sticking with it. All right, Jacob, you're on an island there. Jacob, start us off with this one. Cincinnati giving 3.5 on the road in Bloomington at Indiana. Pretty good ball game tomorrow.
I think Cincinnati's better. I think Cincinnati's really good. I'm going to take the Bearcats.
Cincinnati it is. Paul.
Yes, the same as Jacob on that one. Cincinnati is just too good. I also take in Cincinnati.
What about you, Bob?
Well, I hate to break out of the pack, so I'm going to take Cincinnati also.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's a clean sweep, and shame on me for not recognizing that. I think Indiana was exposed in the opening week in Cincinnati. I agree with you guys. I think Cincinnati's really damn good. All right, Paul, you're next. Oklahoma State plus 4.5, getting 4.5 points at Boise against Boise State. Boise State lost their opener to Central Florida, but came back and won big last week. And Oklahoma State has looked fairly pedestrian here early in the season. Thoughts?
Well, I watched half of that first game of Boise State, and I thought they were mundane. I didn't think they were explosive. I know they're better than what they showed in their home in their opener, but I'm still going to take Oklahoma State. I'm going to take the points and go with Oklahoma State.
All right, very good, Bob.
Oh, this is kind of tough, but I'm going to go with Oklahoma State also. I don't know, but I just got a feeling they're going to come alive and be good.
Well, you would think that Oklahoma State's personnel would match up pretty well in this game. But, man, I haven't seen much from Oklahoma State yet that lends me much confidence, especially in their offense. And I'll tell you one thing, Boise's no easy place to play. I'm going to take Boise here on a hunch. The number's a little concerning to me, but I'm going to go ahead and take Boise and give the points at home. Jacob?
I'm the same way, Bruce. I watched some of that Boise game too, and that ending was wild. That was a game they probably could have and maybe should have even won. And then they bounced back just fine. It's always tough to play on that blue turf. Give me future AAC CFP representative Boise State.
There you go.
Well done.
Yeah.
Well done. Nicely done. All right, Bob, you start us on this one, and unfairly maybe. It's, the toughest game of the week that we've got. Baylor minus 17.5 at Kansas. So Kansas is getting 17.5 points at home against Baylor. Bob, what say you?
KU's been kind of a problem child for me.
Right, me
you know,
too.
I'm going to take Baylor. The heck with it, man. KU's played so well. That's a lot of points, but what the heck.
Here's my deal with KU. Until they prove it some week, I just don't know if I can roll with them. And God, that's a big number. But you know what? I'm going to go Baylor as well. Jacob?
You're right on this is the hardest game. I'm going to bet on Mr. Bean and Baylor not having an answer for his running ability and KU able to keep it within 17.5. I'll take KU again. Here we go.
Give me the
Jayhawks.
Fair enough. Paul, where are you?
That good old Baylor line. That good old Baylor line. They cover this easily. Probably in the upper 20s. I'm taking that good old Baylor line.
All right.
Well, put your money where your mouth is. Why don't you give 25 then?
Well, I'm not stupid. You know, I may not be very bright, but I'm not stupid.
Not all the way there. Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right. My turn again. Nevada giving 1.5 at K-State. My rule on games like this, if I've got a team that I really believe in defensively and they're at home, I'm taking the home team getting points. 1.5 may not be very much, but I'm going to take it. I'm going to take K-State, even though I think Nevada is a load for them. Jacob.
I'm with you. I think K-State can do some of the things it wants to do. And here's what else I think. We're beginning to hear the first rumblings of perhaps making a change from Will Howard. And anytime a new there's two things that can happen on a new quarterback coming in. If we saw another quarterback, they can struggle because they don't have the experience, or the opposing defense doesn't have an answer because they haven't seen
right.
him on tape. I trust the defense. I'll take K-State reluctantly because there's a lot of questions without Skylar Thompson, but I love Deuce Vaughn and that defense, the way they've played. I'll take the Cats.
I hear you. That's the only thing that you can hang your hat on. Paul, what do you think?
Well, I think the 1.5 is interesting, but I don't think it's enough to sway me one way or the other, even if it was plus 1.5. I really don't care. I think that Nevada is too offensively good to allow this thing to be close. I'm taking Nevada, fellas. Sorry, K-Staters.
Yep. That's all right. They've got an NFL quarterback. Bob.
I'm going to take KSU.
Wow.
We just went
right.
one up.
That's interesting.
You know? Thank you, fellas.
Good. Yeah, I hear you, Paul. I wavered on that one, too, Paul. I did.
Too.
Good for you to come down strong with it. I wavered for a long time. Jacob, To the pros we go. San Francisco giving 2.5 at Philadelphia. Both of them winners last week.
I can't take the stinking Eagles. Give me the Niners. The Niners should have beat the Lions by 30, and that end of that game was weird. Give me the Niners.
Sure was. No question. Paul, thoughts? Philadelphia looked pretty good last week in their opener. Got great quarterback play, playing at home and getting 2.5 points.
I like San Francisco in this game as well. Same reason Jacob does. I think San Francisco wins. It won't be big, but it'll be more than 2.5.
Bob?
I have no idea. So I'm going to take Philly just to be on the other side.
Smart. That's the way to roll.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Why not?
I mean, San Francisco's going all the way across the country to play a team
that
played really well last week, and Jalen Hurts was the real deal. San Francisco lost their starting running back.
And they've lost a bunch of corners, too.
That's a good call, Bob.
Absolutely.
That's a good call.
I'm gonna take. This is a coin flip for me. The 2.5 at home is enough. I'm gonna take Philly.
There you go.
In this game,
don't blame.
Not a lot of conviction, but I'm gonna take Philly nonetheless.
Yeah, I mean,
Paulie,
there's probably a difference between the Falcons and the Niners, right? That's who the Eagles beat.
Yeah, I'd say so. I mean, San Francisco beat the Lions for God's sakes.
That's true. Good point.
I mean, they beat the Lions. They beat them at home. Philadelphia won on the road.
Yeah, good point. Fine. Touché.
All right. Dallas getting 3.5, Paul, at the Chargers. So out to SoFi in L.A. This is one of the most intriguing games of the weekend just from a standpoint of must watch. I love these two quarterbacks. I like these two football teams. Chargers at home. Dallas getting 3.5. What do you think?
Well, Dallas may be down a pass rusher, and I think that's huge in the NFL. A good pass rusher, hard to find. So I'm going to take the Chargers. As much as I love Dallas on Hard Knocks, my favorite of all time special shows with regards to football, I love Hard Knocks. I'm taking the Chargers, even if Dallas was on Hard Knocks. I take the Chargers.
All right. Bob, what do you think?
Well, that's a good question. I'm going to take Dallas. I think they'll do well. They got the points. Chargers don't beat them by 3. We go, okay. You know?
Well, and that's what the NFL ends up being, a one-possession game in the last 2 minutes. The 3.5, to me, Jacob, is enough for me to sway to Dallas. Is Dallas good enough offensively to be with it? I think so. And I thought that they were an improved defensive team, too. It's not like the Chargers lit it up last week with 16 big points, albeit on the road. I think Dallas getting the points on the road, I feel good about it. Give me Dallas.
Boy, I hope I'm wrong on this. But I'll tell you, since the Cowboys played the Bucks, they've lost to Marcus Lawrence, Lyle Collins, Randy Gregory, Michael Gallup. It's been a disaster, fellas, since they played that game. I'm going to take the Chargers at home. I think the Chargers are good, and the Cowboys are just – they can't get out of their own way right now with some of this stuff.
Well, I hear you on that. Fortunately, their receiving core is pretty good, even without Gallup. But
I'm concerned about DeMarcus Lawrence's absence. I'm concerned about Lyle Collins not being in that game from being suspended. Randy Gregory and DeMarcus Lawrence are going to be out. I think Herbert's going to have some time in the pocket. We'll just put it that way.
All right, there you go. And finally, Bob, you get this one to start. Our marquee pick in the NFL, Kansas City giving 3.5 to Baltimore on the road. So the Ravens getting 3.5 at home against your Kansas City Chiefs. Bob, start us off.
Well, I guess I'm kind of a Kansas City Chief fan, and I don't think they're going to keep Mahomes down, so I'm taking KC.
I'm going to take Kansas City as well, but I got to be honest with you. This is not a high conviction game. Jacob?
I'm pretty high on the conviction here at the number there. Baltimore's had – I talked about the injury issues for the Cowboys. It's been worse for the Ravens.
Yes,
they
it
lost
has.
They lost a Pro Bowl tackle and another guy in the secondary last week. I don't know how they're going to stop Kansas City. And Kansas City historically has found ways to play Lamar well in that off. I'll take the Chiefs. I feel pretty good about that one, actually.
All right, very good. Paul?
You know, here's an opportunity that has just presented itself. All three of you knuckleheads have decided you're going to take Kansas City. Well, I'm going to join the knucklehead club, and I'm going to go with Kansas City as well.
Okay. Well,
good choice.
Since you're the permanent president of that club, you know, I mean, it's nice to have a little company, isn't it?
Yeah, it's nice to have some friendship in that. Yes, thank you.
Oh, my gosh. All right, good stuff. We are two clean sweeps, and that's it. Cincinnati at Indiana and Kansas City at Baltimore. And interestingly, we're taking the road team in both of our sweeps, which I find pretty interesting. Other than that, we've got some pretty good disagreement. Bob, thank you so much for your help on this and the help of State Farm. Can't tell you how much we enjoy this week in and week out during the football season.
I agree with that. I have a good time doing this. It's sometimes of a challenge. You just ask Terry.
Absolutely. Oh, well, we'll remind Terry of that the next time we get him on. Make no mistake.
We will.
Thank you, Bob. We appreciate it. There he goes, Bob Jones from State Farm. We'll take a break, come back, and close it out on a Football Friday edition. A couple of things to hit here. Maybe a quick little ode to OTD. But we'll finish it up on a Football Friday here momentarily. The KFH Hotline is brought to you by Twin Peaks. East at 21st and Rock, west at Bridge and Tap. Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, scenic views. 97.5.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.